This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Neighborhood Co-op's annual Farm Crawl is coming up this month, highlighting local farms and giving people an opportunity to see where their food comes from. I took a tour of Flora Bay Farm in Carbondale.
So it's August and everything is wild, but that's how I grow.
Courtney Smith's Flora Bay Farm is literally buzzing on the morning of our visit. She's busy maintaining acres of flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more.
I've got flowers with vegetables, with fruit. And then there's a lot of critters around. There's butterflies, frogs, turtles, some snakes, deer. So they can see how that all works together.
As a part of the farm crawl, Smith is hoping to share her passion for locally grown products and let people know not just what they can get from her farm, but what they can grow themselves.
You can grow in a pot, you can grow in a container, you can amend your soil. If you have clay soil, compost, mulch, cardboard, what you want to get is the earthworm activity. The earthworms help break down the soil and make all those nutrients available for plants. And I'd say even if you're living in an apartment or the dorms or anywhere, just grow something. Grow a houseplant. That's how it starts. I started with an African violet that my aunt gave me at my first semester here at SIU back in 1995. Yeah, and it just led from there. So just start small.
The Neighborhood Co-op organizes the Farm Crawl every year. Brand manager Amy Dion says it's a good way for people to know more about what they're purchasing and for farmers to share their own information with each other and with buyers, like the co-op.
So we kind of vet some of the small farms. We'll work with them. So you have an opportunity to start small and still sell your stuff, you know, and kind of get that experience. But, you know, this Farm Crawl is a great example of all the farms that are willing to work together, network together, and allow people just to come in and see what they do and really understand the food source and the economics behind it.
FoodWorks is also a big part of the Farm Crawl. Its executive director, Jennifer Paulson, says her organization helps farmers understand the ins and outs of farming and consumers understand the role they play.
Folks are really curious about where their food comes from. You know, the food that you get at the typical grocery store, you're really not sure where it could be. It could be literally from thousands of miles away. We're pretty lucky here in Southern Illinois. We have wonderful small family farms who are producing food right here. You can talk to your farmer, you can get to know them, you can see how the food was grown. It's a wonderful thing about Southern Illinois.
Paulson says for many, how and where food is produced is personal.
And we're learning more and more about the connection between the health of the soil that our food is grown in and the health of our bodies. That the connection between the microbes and the living organisms in the soil and the connection between those and the microbiome in our own bodies, and how when we have food that is grown well and is nutrient rich and carries those microbes, that we actually are supporting our bodies to be healthier. And it is a wonderful thing when you can do that with your own ecosystem.
You don't have to be a grower to get something from the many farms that are a part of this year's Farm Crawl. The co-op's Amy Dion says it's a great learning experience.
I mean, me personally, I'm not a farmer, but I love coming to see how they do their things, where the food is coming from, and you really do understand the difference between that good, clean food and stuff that is processed coming from overseas. So it's, you know, we have animals and plants, organics. You can come out and see a whole bunch of different things. And so, like I said, you don't have to be a farmer or even be interested in gardening. But it's a great learning experience for the whole family, really.
Smith says her Flora Bay farm is still a work in progress. It's something she says she intends to keep working on in the years to come.
On my own farm, I am striving for more biodiversity with plants, the creatures that inhabit the little plot of land that I have here, and also the soil health. If you have, just like Jen said, if you have healthy soil, your plants are going to benefit from that. And then the plants that you are eating from the healthy soil is going to benefit your body as well.
This year's Farm Crawl is September 14th and 15th. You can get more information or find tickets at neighborhood.coop. I'm Jennifer Fuller.